This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1769, Running Uptown with Aubrey and Lindsay. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
You may have to hoof it if you're traveling and want to explore a city. Today you learn fun English idioms to talk about walking. Listen in for these native tips.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Awesome, Aubrey. I'm excited to be on the mic with you. How's everything in your world?
Excellent. I have a question for you. I know you've done a lot of traveling.
Yes.
And I think it's interesting how people get around the city. So when you're traveling, what is your favorite way to get around? Do you walk a lot? Do you take the subway? What do you do?
No question, Aubrey. 100%. I like to hoof it. I like to walk.
Nice.
I like to walk. Yeah, because you know what? That's how you get to know a city. You know, when I travel, I want to know the city, know all the corners, all the places, and just really get it, understand it on that visceral level. So is that you too?
Yes,
you
I'm the same. Every now and then I might take a train or a subway if I have to get to a museum to meet a friend way across town. But for the most part, I love to just wander a city. Like you said, I love to hoof it, walk around, see places that I didn't even know existed on my way somewhere else.
Yes.
That's the best way to discover it.
100%, especially if you're in Europe. I mean, if you're traveling in Europe or something like that, Paris. I mean, Paris is the ultimate walking city, right? So maybe if you're traveling somewhere else where there's like bad air pollution, you may not think about, think about taking a motorbike instead or hiring a driver. But walking is definitely my go-to.
Yes, we rented a scooter once in the south of France, and we actually made a huge mistake because we like put in the wrong petrol. It was labeled the same. And like there was like a specific mix or something for scooters. We didn't know. We put in the stuff for cars. Didn't know. It started like smoking. We had to take it back. And they're like, you put in the wrong
fuel.
That's
hilarious.
I'm like, whoops. Sorry.
I love that.
They're like, you Americans.
Did you have to pay for it? Like, did you have to pay a fine or a fee or something?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Because it's kind of expensive for them to have to like clean out the tank or whatever. I feel like it wasn't unreasonably exorbitant. Like it was kind of affordable, but we just felt dumb.
All right. So maybe no motorbikes next time.
Right. Or ask, right? Okay. What type of fuel does this use? Yeah. I need to get all the details.
Yes, exactly. Do we have a question for a listener today? I mean, we're getting into this topic of, you know, walking places or how to talk about this, right?
Yes, you use that great expression, hoof it, meaning to like walk around the city. And we had a listener write in this really interesting question. I'll go ahead and read it.
Okay.
They said, hoof something means kicking a ball very hard or a long way. However, surfing through the internet, I saw the sentence, we hoofed it all the way to 42nd Street. I'm well aware that there's no ball in this sentence whatsoever, so it makes it clear that this verb has a different meaning. I think it would be really useful for me and other students to know what it actually means in this context. And this is Kadir from Turkey. So many great questions from Kadir.
Another question from Kadir. I love it. So good. So good. Guys, make sure to send in your questions.
Yes,
send them in.
Support at allearsenglish.com. We love to get your questions, guys.
Love it. So good. All right.
So this hoof the ball, I've never heard that. I've never heard anyone say hoof the ball. Have you, Lindsay?
I really haven't. I mean, I don't play soccer. That's one important disclosure. I don't really play any like sports where you kick the ball. I'm terrible at that. Even when I try to play like a little soccer with my dog, like kicking the ball and he tries to catch it, I can't kick it properly. So I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know.
Your dog looks at you all condescendingly, like that's a kick. That's all you can do. I love it. Well, I do play soccer some, and my kids play soccer, and I've never heard this. We would say boot it. Want them to kick it really hard downfield, would say boot the ball. And that means kick it really hard here in the States. And I texted a friend who's a big soccer fan. She's like a big fan of Manchester's team in England. So she watches lots of football games, meaning soccer in England. Right. And she had also never heard this, hoof it. So it could be that it's British slang and anyone from England is like rolling their eyes at us right now.
Yeah.
Could be, but it's, I've never heard it. Interesting. Okay. But we do have that expression in the United States, hoof it, to mean walk, to walk really far, right?
Yeah. Isn't that interesting how we take a word that maybe comes from a sport in England and we use it for some other action?
I know, right?
Crazy.
It's interesting. So a hoof is actually the hard part of an animal's foot, right? So it kind of makes sense we'd use it to say walk because it's an animal's foot, right?
Yeah.
But I also thought it'd be interesting to talk about pronunciation because I think you and I both say hoof, but a lot of people will say hoof with a hard O, especially I'll say roof. But a lot of people would say roof with that O-O. It depends on where you're from. It's very geographic.
Oh, yeah. And if we're going to get into this, this is great because a couple things. I was listening to another podcast with a guy who I feel very connected to because he's from the Boston area.
Nice.
And he podcasts about podcasting. And all of a sudden I'm listening and his co-host starts teasing him for saying room instead of room. I say that too. So room. I was having drinks last Sunday with some people, getting to know some people, some coworkers, and I was leaving, I knew one of the guys was from Boston, and I wanted to like kind of do a send off, and I was like, hey dude, how do you say the place where you sleep in a house? He goes, room. And we had that moment of connection. It was great.
I love that.
like you were awesome.
That's so fun. I love the Boston accent. I have a good friend I play volleyball with from Boston, and I love when he announces a score. It's like 24, 22. Like he doesn't do the R at the end of the numbers. I love it. It's so cute.
Oh, he has a thick Boston accent.
Yeah, I think he's from Southie.
Oh my gosh, that is for real. Okay, this is great. So yeah, so talking about how people do pronounce when there's that double O, there is some geographic variation here, Aubrey, right?
Yep, exactly. Neither's wrong. No one's going to think you sound strange either way. But yeah, you might get teased if you're somewhere where they would always say roof or hoof. You know, I will go there and they'll be like, where are you from? You speak differently from me. I'll be like, oh, I'm from Idaho. I'm from the West. And they'll be like, oh, there's so many things. Like if you say soda and they're saying pop or soda pop.
Oh,
and they're
like, what
are
you
from?
Do you say pop or soda?
Pop. Yeah, I say pop, but in the Midwest, they say soda, I think, right? Or soda pop.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, I know. I thought the Midwest was pop, but now I'm confused. We'll do that in another episode.
Oh, that would be good to find out. We need to interview some natives from everywhere and find out who says soda and who says pop or who says soda pop.
Definitely.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
All right. So getting back to this then. So to hoof it is to walk, right?
Exactly right. Okay. Especially a long distance, right? Mm-hmm. We hoofed it all the way to 42nd Street, like the sentence Kadir saw. Yeah, that just means you walked all the way to 42nd Street. It was probably pretty far.
Yeah. When you lived in New York, Aubrey, did you used to hoof it all over the city? I mean, to get to places, did you hoof it uptown, downtown, cross town?
Sometimes I had to because the subways would be down for whatever reason, or like we'd grab a cab and be stuck in traffic. So we'd pay him and jump out and hoof it.
Totally.
We're going to pay a fortune if we stay in this taxi cab.
Well, yeah, and the blocks are so short in New York. Oh, yeah. And I used to hoof it from like Union Square, you know, 14th Street all the way up to 59th. 86th Street, and I would just be there in no time because it's so entertaining walking Manhattan.
Oh, it's, you know, true. It's the best people watching, like it's awesome great sights and sounds and smells on the street. Fantastic. You love it. If you have time, yes, you always opt to hoof it.
Hoof it. Hoof it. I love it. So good. So good. So that's a great expression. It's kind of fun. It's kind of animated, right?
Yes, for sure. But it does have it does imply distance, right? You'd never say, I'm going to hoof it next door.
Right.
Or I'm like going to hoof it the other around room. The block. That wouldn't make sense, right? You're talking about a little bit of distance here if you're going to hoof it.
Yeah. It kind of implies that you're going to breathe heavily, you know, in my mind. That's what I think of. Like, I'm going to hoof it uptown, downtown, all that kind of thing.
I wonder sometimes if people spell it H-U-F-F, which would be wrong because when you're breathing heavily, you're huffing. And people say, oh, that's huff it, because that would make sense. I'm huffing.
Interesting. Yes.
Okay. We have another fun expression here that's related, because instead of hoof it, it's leg it. Have you heard this, Lindsay?
Geez, I'm just learning so many new words with you. It's great. It's great.
I don't hear this very often. I have heard it a couple times, like in the movies, especially if someone is trying to portray maybe like the 20s. I feel like the turn of the century, I think this was used like if you had someone with a getaway car or, very, you know what I mean? Cool. If someone's like robbing a bank and they'd be like, we got to leg it. And that's how they would say run away from the cops, right? It means to like flee, to escape.
Yes.
And so I know I've heard this. I think my grandpa would say it sometimes, like to be funny. If us kids got in trouble, he'd be like, you better leg it.
Oh, meaning, I love that.
You better escape or you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah. So guys, you know, if you're listening, you're watching a movie, you probably could. I feel like I've heard this in a movie based in that time period, more or less. And I never knew what they said. So now that you're aware of this, guys, you can watch a movie based in the roaring 20s at that time period. And you can really be in it fully more than your friends will be able to, because they won't know what they're saying.
Yeah. How fun would that be if you're watching it with natives and somebody says like, oh, the kids legged it when the cops showed up, and the native speakers are like, what does that mean? I'm not sure what that means.
What?
And you can tell them.
You can tell them. I love it. So good. So good. So do we have a role play for our listeners?
Yes, this is a fun role play. You and I are on vacation together.
Okay.
So fun.
Cool. Here we go.
And just talking about, well, you guys will see. I'll start it. Ready?
Okay.
Oh no, the subway isn't working.
Oh, it looks like we'll have to hoof it.
Yep. This sign says the trains won't be running until tomorrow.
Oh boy. Should we get a cab?
No, I need the exercise. Let's hoof it.
Okay, but don't jaywalk. You always do that and it makes me so nervous.
I won't. I don't know if it's illegal here and I don't want to have to leg it if the cops show up.
Are you a jaywalker? Would you say you jaywalk, Aubrey?
Oh, yes. I was so bad in New York about jaywalking. So guys, that just means when you cross the street illegally, there's a designated place where you're supposed to cross. And instead you just cross in the middle of the road.
Right.
I don't do it here in Arizona because most of the roads, people are driving so fast and it's like a mile between roads and it's so dangerous to cross. But in New York City, I did this all the time.
All the time. But would you say that jaywalking also qualifies for if it says don't walk and you're still crossing in the crosswalk? Would you call that jaywalking? Because in New York, that's so common too, right? People are, don't pay attention to the signs. Like they're just
you're crossing in the crosswalk, but you're not waiting until it says walk.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm sure that's also considered jaywalking.
Okay. Because that's the most common thing I see in New York is like people are like right behind the cab. The cab's right in front of you. You make your way in between the cab and the car and you look weird. If you're in New York and you don't do that, you look weird.
Yes. To be standing on the corner waiting. No.
Yes,
right. Other cities, definitely. But New York, no. Nobody does that. We ain't got time for that. New Yorkers are busy.
I think it's it might be an especially New York, but a Boston thing, like a Northeastern thing. Because out here, I see people standing and waiting for it to change. And I just think, oh my gosh, where do they have all this time?
How do you have time for that? I know, right? All right, let's go through this role play. You first said, looks like we'll have to hoof it. Meaning, all right, we're going to have to walk a little bit of distance here.
And then
you were saying, maybe we should get a cab. Use that fun native phrase, oh boy, right?
Oh boy.
Kind of like, oh, we're in for something.
Right.
And then I said, I need exercise. Let's hoof it.
Let's hoof it. So you're admitting it's going to be a long walk. It's going to be tough. And then at the end you said, well, I said, don't jaywalk. And guys, write that one down. That's a great bonus for today. Okay. Don't jaywalk. And you said, I won't. I don't know if it's illegal here and I don't want to have to leg it if the cops show up. Wouldn't that be embarrassing if someone did get arrested for jaywalking? I've never seen that happen, but I mean, imagine a cop coming over, you know.
I know, right? The only time I could see that happening is if someone caused an accident. If they were jaywalking and it caused an accident, maybe they get hit, but they might be the one actually ticketed if they step in front of someone. I don't know how that would work, but I could imagine, because it's illegal and it's very dangerous, actually.
Yeah, and you got to watch out for bikes in the big cities, especially on the East Coast. A lot of people just flying by delivery guys and bikes.
Yes.
Be really careful.
Yes, so true. Guys, these are really fun expressions. And slang is just, all of these are slang, right? And slang is such a great way to build connection. It's native. It's natural. It helps you avoid that textbook English that natives don't use.
Yeah. And it's kind of fun if you think about this could also be a connection moment, guys. If you are, let's say you're traveling with a colleague or a friend from one place to the next, and all of a sudden you have to change your plan and walk, it's fun to have some very natural slang to not be so stiff all the time.
Let's walk.
No, say something different. Say, let's hoof it. You know, we have to leg it. Let's do it, right? Let's go. And that could be a common experience you could have together, which could build that connection. You know,
yes,
it's those moments.
I love that, right? To
not
be so formal. Throw in some slang. And
love it.
Just becomes better friends. Everyone becomes better friends when you use slang.
I think so too. And also, like, being in that moment under pressure does build a relationship too. Maybe you're late for that meeting. You got to jump out of the cab and you're running together. If you have the language to talk about it, it brings you closer. Right? This is what language can do for us, Aubrey.
For sure, right? And you don't want to be formal and say, oh, I guess we'll have to walk, right? Be like, let's hoof it.
Yeah.
Take off.
I love it. So good. All right, guys, if you love this episode and you want to make sure you get 4 episodes a week from All Ears English, go ahead and hit follow on your podcast player wherever you listen to the show. Aubrey, Awesome. Thanks for hanging out. It's been fun.
Yeah, see you next time.
All right, Bye-bye. Take care. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.